Men's Radio. The Man in Line with Andy Wint. This is The Man in Line on Location.
Bye, good afternoon. Welcome to Man in Line on Manx Radio. We're live at Ramsey Grammar School between now and 1 o'clock. To hear, well, the year 12s are here. They are 16. They're able to vote, so we'll find out what's happening as far as the voting's concerned and what else is on their mind. It could be frivolous, it could be serious, it could be earth-shattering. Man in Line today is live at Ramsey Grammar School between now and 1. Let's hear what the future voters have to say. OK, let's go to Brescia's first of all. Brescia, are you going to be voting this September?
Yes.
You are? Do you know how you're going to vote, or have you made your mind up yet? Have you heard any from any candidates yet at all?
No, but I've been researching who is campaigning.
Right.
I think I'm leaning towards Farage, right?
Yeah. OK, all right. Henry, will you be voting in September?
Yes, definitely. I don't know who exactly I will vote for yet. But I will be voting for the point of voting as a 16, right. as a 17-year-old. So,
okay. Do you think it's right that 16 and 17-year-olds have the vote?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Because you can work a full-time job at 16, so you should be able to vote, I think.
Okay. Alex, will you be voting?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And which constituency do you live in?
Balaf.
In Balaf. Yeah. So that's Aaron Michael.
Yeah, Aaron Michael.
Aaron Michael, yeah. So, and what do you think you'll be taking notice of when you vote? I mean, presumably it's the first time you'll have voted.
Yeah, I want to be looking out for someone who's got the future in mind rather than someone who's kind of looking out for their older constituents.
Right, okay.
I think that's really important to have, you know, future goals ready to implement.
Okay, and Daniel's with us. Daniel, you were on last year, weren't you, Daniel?
I was, yes.
Okay, and will you be voting in September?
Yes, yeah, I'll definitely be voting.
Okay, how important do you think it is to vote?
I think it's very important to vote because, you know, it's very easy to hop on social media, hop on Facebook, and you can see all these news articles talking about our politicians and people whinge about it. But when it comes down to it, it's your decision at a general election of who you want to be the politicians and who you don't want to be the politicians. So when it comes to voting in a general election, I think it's very, very important.
Okay. Lucy, will you be voting?
Yes, I will be voting.
Okay. And which constituency, where do you live?
Lazare.
Okay. So that'd be Ramsey, will it? Or
yes.
Will it be Aaron Michael?
I think it's Ramsey.
Right, okay. And do you know, have you, what do you think are the big issues on the Isle of Man? What do you think is important?
There's not really a lot of community compared to, like, because obviously we've got a lot of young people in the Isle of Man and we've got a lot of older people, but I don't think we really have a community that, like, gather them together, so
right.
We don't really get to connect with them.
I mean, do you talk to older people? Do you meet older people?
I do occasionally, but I think there should be more opportunities to be able to support them because they can teach us about what to expect in life and we can keep them up to date with the new, like, internet and technology coming through.
Do you talk to your older relatives?
I do.
Yeah?
I do. I see my grandparents quite a lot.
Okay. James, will you be voting?
Yeah, I'll be voting this year.
Whereabouts do you live?
I live in Ramsey.
Okay, so you'll have a choice. What do you think? I mean, have you any impression of what are the big issues on the Isle of Man at the moment?
I think there might be a little bit of communication just between the younger generation and the older generation. There's not a lot of, you know, interaction with each other.
Yeah.
And I'd say that's a definite problem.
Okay, and you're how old now?
I'm 16.
You're 16. So it's possible that you'll be alive in 2086. 2096, you could still be around almost at the turn of the century into the next one.
Yeah.
So you're responsible for the next 70 years.
It's big.
Yeah, it is.
It's a lot.
And, well, Sophie's on as well. Are you going to be voting, Sophie?
Yeah, definitely.
And where do you live?
I live in Ramsey as well.
Okay, and what do you think are the big issues around Ramsey?
I agree with Lucy and James about the older population and the younger population. And, yeah, I also believe that there isn't really a lot to do in Ramsey for people my age. it is quite hard to find things to do when you're out with your
friends.
Do you play sport? Yeah, I'm a swimmer.
Do you swim? And where do you swim?
I swim...
At the NSE or in Ramsey?
Both. I swim for Ramsey and Swim Club and the Isle of Man Swim Club.
Okay, and any particular speciality?
Breaststroke and butterfly.
Butterfly.
Probably my favourites.
My word.
Yeah.
Who was that famous English swimmer who did butterfly?
James Guy.
That's it, yeah. Okay, here's Kira as well now. And will you be voting, Kira?
I would like to vote, yes.
We've nearly got a clean sweep of this. And what do you think of the issues on the Isle of Man?
Well, I think one of the big issues at the moment is the whole debate with the wind farm that's happening in Laxey, because I live in Laxey myself.
Right.
So I've been speaking, because I work at Isabella's Cafe, and a lot of the people come in and they speak to me about it and tell me their thoughts about it. So
is that the one on the front?
Yeah.
Down on the promenade?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. What do you do there?
I just serve food, that's it.
And very nice it is too. And what's the feeling amongst the customers, the clients of the cafe, about what's going to be sitting out in the bay?
Majority of them said that they are not wanting it. They are saying that it could ruin aesthetic reasonings, like the scenery, that majority of the power wouldn't go to us. So the majority have voted no for it, and they shared their opinions.
Okay. What happens if it makes us a fortune, though? Because we'll be renting the seabed out. It's a Danish company, of course, with a Manx subsidiary, and they're going to be paying us to rent the seabed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's worth getting a lot of money to put the wind farms up there? I mean, there'll be 87 of them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it could be worth it. It honestly depends. There's so many of them, first of all, and if none of the power is going to us in the first place, like, yeah, money is beneficial, but also sustainable power is as well.
Okay. Kieran, will you be voting, Kieran?
Yeah.
100%. Everybody's going to vote. Whereabouts, which constituency, where are you?
Ramsey.
Okay. So what do you think about the situation in Ramsey? Is there anything big, or do you just want to vote and get into the habit of doing it?
Yeah, I think it's good to kind of get in early, know how the system works, be able to... Because the first time voting is going to be, you know, you're not really sure what you're doing, not really sure what's going on. So being able to vote for the first time is very much, okay, you're in the system now, you know how it works. But it's also, I think, very similar to what the other guys were saying. It's like, there isn't really... a place, like there's places, but there's not really a big place for the community to come together and like be a community, I suppose. Yeah. And I think that would be something I'd love to see at some point.
How do you get your news, Kieran? Do you follow the news? I mean, on the Isle of Man and world news, where do you get it from?
Radio for the Isle of Man a lot of the time, yeah. And the internet for the rest of the world, I suppose.
Okay, and do you get it on Twitter, or where do you get it from? Sites?
Yeah, you know, I'll get notifications on my phone about news articles online. I don't use Twitter or Instagram, so I don't really get it from that. But mostly just internet, whatever comes up.
Before we came on air, I mentioned the name Donald Trump, and you nearly fell off your chair.
Yeah.
Why?
I think he's a very interesting figure. Yeah, I think it's a very interesting time we're at the moment. What with everything going on in Iran and the United States of America and their relations with NATO and the rest of the world, I think it's kind of taken everything very... things have taken a turn, I think.
How do you feel about it? I mean, what's your gut reaction to the state of the world at the moment, particularly with Iran and Ukraine and things like that?
Sad, I think, would be the first thing that kind of comes to mind. It's like, you know... everything going on, and then we're just adding more and more stuff to it, and it's like, why?
Yeah. Will you be going to university?
It's a very good question.
Have you thought about it yet?
Yeah. I still have, you know, another year, give or take, to decide.
So sounds like you're in two minds about it.
Yes, very much so.
I mean, have you thought about a career at all?
Yeah. I'd love to do music professionally.
Right.
I'd also love to do biomedicine. So two very different paths, and I'm not
and
really sure which
music
one to
professionally, what, to make it or to play it?
Both.
Yeah. And what instruments do you play?
Self-taught on guitar, and I sing. I do singing. That's what I'm doing for A-level. I do A-level music. And I play with bands. I play solo. I just kind of, wherever it takes me, I suppose.
And which bands?
So Until recently, I took a break from the Enthusiasts, which is the Ramsey School blues band, with exams going on, I thought it would be easier to take a step back from that. Amazing band run by the teachers, absolutely amazing people. It's really good fun. I'm also in a band with a couple mates, and we do kind of, I don't know, we had this problem whenever we were doing gigs, we didn't know what kind of music we played. Rock, punk. Me and Alex is also in the band over there. So
Alex, what do you play? Which instrument do you play?
I play the bass.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, what sort of music do you play now? Is it punk? Is it rock? What is it?
It's a bit of everything, to be honest. Like Kieran says, we're having a bit of a problem deciding what we want to focus on.
Right.
So we're just going into everything. But luckily, we've started writing originals, so it kind of gives us...
You're writing stuff as well.
Yeah. It gives us the flexibility to kind of play whatever we want and not really define it by anything. So I think it's quite nice to have the opportunity. And we started it in school because of the music room across in the other building. And that opportunity that's been given to us, we've been able to take it outside of school and carry it on.
Yeah. I remember last time, Daniel, we were talking about music last time, weren't we, Daniel?
Yes, we were.
You were off to, was it the Albert Hall?
Yes, so I play in a traditional music group set up by Culture Bannon called Scran. And we've been to the Royal Albert Hall in, it was November of last year now.
And how did it go?
It was phenomenal. It was sort of, the best 10 minutes of my life, I think. So we were up there for a little while. You can't really see anything going on around you, but it's just the buzz in there, all the cheering and the crowd is amazing. And such an amazing venue as well.
Okay. Henry, are you on social media?
Yes, I am.
Do you post on social media?
No. I use it sometimes, but I'm often too busy because I study some hard subjects.
So. Right, and what are you taking?
Maths, physics, chemistry, and AS Further Maths.
With a view to what?
Engineering, hopefully.
At university?
Yeah, definitely.
And have you got your eyes on anywhere in particular?
I like the look of Lancaster, but I really like the community and the easy to get to and how it's set up. But I have a feeling when I've been looking at different courses, maybe Liverpool or Leeds or maybe Sheffield might be a better suited course.
Okay, and so do you, sorry, as far as social media is concerned, yep. do you, what's it, X or TikTok, what is it?
I have Instagram and Snapchat, and I do have TikTok, I don't use it. I use Instagram sometimes. I follow places like Manx Radio and 3FM and the BBC and some reputable sources like that, Times Magazine, for news and stuff. But yeah, I use it quite a lot for following people I'm very interested in the field. So I'm very interested in physics and chemistry. So I follow a lot of people who are high up in that field.
Who are the famous people in physics and chemistry now?
Well, there's some people who are very. They're not so much in the UK, unfortunately. It's a lot in America. There are a lot in America, and I can't remember the name. I can't for life remember their names, but it's just really cool, good to see, and good to see where it's going.
Okay, Brisha, are you on social media?
Yes.
And do you post or do you just look?
I post my cat on Instagram.
Your cat?
Yeah, Storm Mabel Canes.
Storm
Mabel Canes.
How often do you post?
Not often, once a month maybe.
And what's your cat's speciality?
Looking cute.
Oh, I see.
She's very cute.
Everybody thinks their cat's cute. So
but mine's actually cute.
Right, okay. And which other social media platforms are you on?
Instagram. I like watching YouTube. That's really it. I don't use TikTok or anything.
Do you watch any television? Any ordinary television?
Ordinary?
Yeah. As in, ITV, BBC. Lots of people just watch YouTube.
I watch BBC iPlayer for Channel 4, Channel 5.
Yeah.
I love watching Saving Lives at Sea, Race Across the World.
Yeah, Henry loved that as well. Last time we were here, we talked about vaping, didn't we? We talked about vaping for young people as well.
Yes, I think we did.
Yeah. Lucy, what do you think about young people vaping?
I really don't think it's very beneficial for their health. Plus, it costs a lot of money, so they lose their money and it can damage their health.
The deal was, when vaping electronic cigarettes came out, they were supposed to be for older people to stop smoking. And it seems like younger people have taken the darn thing up. Why is that?
I think the way that vapes are marketed and the way they look can be appealing to some young people because they are very bright colours, and most shops, when you went into them, you would be able to see them out, and kids thought that it was up to date and cool to do because it was something new.
James, what do you think about vaping?
I think personally it was like initially, as you said, it was introduced to a more the older population, yeah, who trying to ease off cigarettes and then use vapes instead. But over time, they've come appealing to the younger population.
Is it just trendy? Is it?
I think so. I mean, I don't personally.
Yeah.
But I also think there's a lot of side effects with them that a lot of scientists still haven't really discovered, which could be detrimental to the health of loads of young people.
Do you ever use AI in your homework?
No, I personally don't.
No?
I think it's currently there's a lot of unethical things. It uses lots of energy and it uses lots of water, which damages the environment.
Sophie, what do you think about AI? Do you ever use you can be honest, there's nobody else listening apart from you and me.
Yeah, I use AI. I use ChatGPT a lot for my homework and revision. And yeah, I do. It does use a lot of energy and water, but yeah, it is.
Do you find it helpful?
Yeah, it's very helpful.
Okay, yeah. But you're not supposed to use it to write.
No, I don't use it to write essays and stuff. I don't do subjects that you have to write essays in anyway.
All right, what do you do?
Chemistry, biology and maths.
Okay. Kira, do you ever use AI for homework?
I do use AI as well.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't use it for like writing big essays, but it gives me like prompts of what I could write about.
Right.
It just gives me certain ideas that I wouldn't have thought about really.
Apparently, AI is the future. It's going to be running everything in a few years' time. Can you see that?
Sad thing is, yeah, probably it will be, but I think it would be better if we didn't rely on that, because the more that we rely on technology, the more that if something happens, like a power, so you know, something runs down, technology just all runs down, yeah, in the day. I think that happened with Microsoft last year or this year maybe, and you know, airports are affected by it, like so many different places are affected, and something like that of AI could happen as well, and that could affect a lot of people who only rely on that technology.
And what about the fact that, I mean, as James said, the server farms use millions of gallons of water to cool things down, lots of electricity.
It's it's like what James said, it's really bad for the environment, and it's mainly Antarctica that's like, I think that's having the most damage to it, and polar bears, like they don't have habitats anymore because the ice is continuing to melt. You know, it's changing a lot of things, and it's really not helping towards climate change.
So, and what do you think about Donald Trump?
It's like what Kieran said as well. Very interesting guy. I think.
Do you like him?
No, not at all.
Do you think he's effective?
He's effective, but not in a good way. He's effective of just doing his own thing.
It's fair to say there's never been an American president like Donald Trump.
Yeah, I agree with that one.
Right. I want to go to. It's Alex again. That's it. Alex, in terms of university, will you be going to university?
Yeah, definitely.
And where will you go?
I'm hoping to go somewhere in the northeast because that's where I'm from. I want to go to Durham or Newcastle.
Right. And to read what will you be taking?
I want to do archaeology and ancient history.
Right.
And then plan to go in to do a master of forensic archaeology.
And what do you see as a career in the future?
The police, like detective kind of work, like forensic when there's a car crash or something. Or
right.
Something like that, but you can take it anywhere in the world, so it'll be really good for traveling. And
why did you come on that career? Is there anybody in the family that's in the police, or
my dad was in the army, and that's what I originally wanted to do. But then I kind of thought about it a bit more, and I wanted to stay on Ireland, and I thought something similar. And then the police, and then I didn't just want to stay in the police, so I eventually got onto doing that.
Okay, what took you away from the military?
Mainly not staying on the Isle of Man, and that's kind of it. And also with the way the world's going. I mean, I don't have anything against like wars and going to them and stuff, but with the way the world's going, I don't want to get too involved with it at the moment.
Right, okay. It was, Brescia, that's it, Brescia. What do you think about the phone ban? Do you what's the situation at Ramsey Grammar School with phones? Are you allowed phones?
Not out, not like to be seen by right. teachers. For sixth form, obviously, we're allowed to use it for revision. If it's helping with our education, but you can get your phone taken away if you're just like playing GeoGuessr or something on it.
Right. What do you think about, I mean, how old do you think, at what age do you think children should have access to a smartphone?
Probably around seven.
Seven. Henry, what do you think?
I would say early secondary school, probably.
12, 13?
Yeah, I would say, year seven, year eight, maybe, yeah.
And the year sevens and year eights would want to kick you on the shins for saying that, because they like their smartphones.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't
get it. Are they good or bad smartphones?
They're a brilliant tool, but you can overuse a tool. So yeah. It's like the AI thing, isn't it? But it's... they're a brilliant tool, and I think people, if you use them right, you can be a better student, you can be a much more effective worker, you can be a much more effective person in life, but if you use them wrong, it might affect you.
Sophie, what age do you think children should be allowed a smartphone?
I think I got my first phone when I was in year six, so when I was about 10.
Right.
But I didn't have any social media on it. I just had games and stuff.
Right.
And I think I got social media when I was in year seven. But yeah, I do think young children shouldn't have social media at that young age, because it is very... I mean, cyberbullying exists.
Well, yeah, let's face it, there's a dark side to social media, isn't there?
Yeah, there is a dark side, but there's also a good side.
So how do you draw that line between using the good side and keeping the dark side away? Who does that?
Yeah, I guess that is very hard. You can't really control it. Yeah, social media is very good for some reasons, but for others, it's not.
And Kira, what do you think about the use of social media? I mean, the dark side of it, the bullying, body shaming, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of just like the world in general, to be honest. It's like you can't ignore the bad stuff. It will happen at some point, and it's up to you whether you kind of stay with that, or whether like if you like can try and block that out and focus on the good stuff, or you can kind of accept both. But I also think parents as well should be a bit more wary about what their kids are getting up to on their phones, and maybe like a bit more of like parent control on the phones as well, because you know some as for example like TikTok, some of their stuff like it should be banned, some of the things that are shown on it, but it's let on there, and young people are seeing that, and that can, you know, that can give them quite bad ideas. It can, yeah, it's quite influential, and sometimes not in a good way.
And as you say, there are some things you can't unsee. You know, if you see bad stuff on the phone, whatever it is, whether it's violence or pornography or whatever it is,
yeah,
for some people that's going to change their lives. It's going to change the way they see. So who's is it the tech companies that need to be reined in? Is it the parents who need to, or carers who need to enforce it more? Or do children need to be a bit more aware of it? How does it work? Oh, this is your problem, by the way, because it's your generation.
I think it's a bit of the three, to be honest. I think parents should be a bit more wary, because I think a lot of people, you know, they're being given phones at a very young age, and they're able to just go on their devices and explore, and that ends up leading to finding out some things that they shouldn't be seeing.
Yeah.
But I think also tech companies as well, I think they do try and promote what's good about the app, but they completely ignore the fact that they're letting stuff slide on the app as well.
It's making them money.
Exactly. So that's the reason why they don't refuse to speak about it, is because, yeah, as you said, it's making them money.
Well, here's one for you. You don't need to answer it, but what would you say to parents who don't seem to care about what their child sees on the smartphone?
I would say that you definitely should care about what they see, because one of the big issues I find with the generation today is with technology. A lot of people promoting bad stuff, such as like eating disorders, for example. It's like, oh yeah, you should starve so you can be skinny and have a nice figure, and you should look like this, even though most of the people who are advertising this, they are editing themselves to look like that, and then that's showing to younger people, saying you should do this, take a really bad route, which is really unhealthy and bad for you, in order to look like this. And since someone is saying that, that the young person will look up to, they're going to do that, and because they don't know any better, they look at this person like a role model, yeah, almost. So definitely care more and to be more super.
Well, like, the trouble is, at the end of that, it can, as you say, with things like eating disorders, that, yeah, could end in a really bad place.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we need to be careful of that. But as you say, there are two sides to social media. So parents, carers, the people using it, and the tech companies.
Yeah.
Kira, solve the problem now. We don't need to worry about it anymore. Thanks for. Are you on social media, Kieran?
Some platforms, yeah.
Do you post at all? Are you on Instagram?
No, not Instagram.
Is the band on Instagram?
I believe so. I think. I'm not entirely sure. I don't have Instagram. I don't have Twitter or Facebook. All of that's controlled by the other guys.
What music do you like? Who's your favorite music at the moment?
There's a band from America called the Crane Wives. Absolutely amazing.
Kira likes them as well.
Yeah.
What sort of music is it?
Here we go. Folk, indie, rock stuff would be the closest thing I could probably compare it to. It's really unique, but it definitely changed the way I look at music.
And where do you get your music from? Do you download or?
TikTok has been a massive thing for artists to put music on, and people see it on TikTok. I also get some of my music from my dad. He's a massive Foo Fighters and Led Zeppelin, AC/DC fan, so get from there as well.
A house full of music. Okay. We're live at Ramsey Grammar School, and I'm going to be back in just a few moments' time with the students.
Construction waste today.
Tells recycle for another day.
A builder's skip or two.
Tells skips will bring to you.
Need quality Type 1 stone for your building or contracting job? Then contact Tells with no minimum order for collection or delivery. Call 677-137. Visit Tells Limited in Snugborough or find Tells Limited on Facebook.
Skips are what they do.
We're the guys that hire one to you.
Call Tells Skips today.
677-137.
Looking to make the most of your savings? Cornerstone Bank offer a range of savings options, from fixed terms of 6 months to 3 years, to variable rate notice accounts with notice periods of 95 to 180 days. And choose monthly or annual interest, whatever works for you. For the latest rates and an application form, check out cornerstonebank.co.im. Cornerstone Bank, celebrating 90 years of community, heritage and connection. Here for the journey. All deposits are subject to status, terms and conditions apply. No early withdrawals permitted. Qualifying deposits made with Cornerstone Bank are covered by the Isle of Man Depositors Compensation Scheme as set out in the Depositors Compensation Scheme Regulations 2010.
Housing, benefits or employment issues. Faulty goods, bad workmanship. Financial problems and relationship breakdowns. We all run into difficulties in life, and it can feel like there's no one who can help you sort them out. But at Manx Citizens Advice Service, we can help. As an independent charity, we offer free, confidential support covering all sorts of areas. You don't need an appointment. Just call in at Promenade Church, Lock Promenade Douglas, or call 366-338. Open Tuesdays from 12:30 till 3 and Fridays 10 till 12:30. Manx Citizens Advice Service. Your advice service.
A new era of private healthcare on the island is just beginning with Clinique Savoie. Clinique Savoie is the island's first truly integrated private healthcare service. So from health checks to GPs, specialist consultations or connections to UK specialists, you'll experience care that's connected, considered and personal. From state-of-the-art clinics in Douglas and Ramsey. Take the next step in your guided health journey. Visit cliniquesavoie.com or call 682000. Thoughtful island healthcare, expertly delivered. Clinique Savoie.
Direct Cremation is just that. An affordable and simple cremation without all the costs associated with a funeral service. Find out more by visiting directcremation.im or phone Direct Cremations on 478 422. Looking for something different to do on the Isle of Man? Then join Sorale's luxury candle-making workshops and handcraft your very own unique scented candle. Choose from beautiful fragrances and learn from our friendly team in a relaxed setting, perfect for friends, couples or special occasions. So whether you're making memories or the perfect gift, Sorale's candle workshops are an experience you'll love. Book now at sorale.im. Sorale, crafted with quality. Made by you.
Qplus.co.il. Qplus is much more than a plumbing and heating trade counter. Come and explore the largest bathroom showroom on the island, where we're always updating our displays and stocking the latest bathroom designs and trends to make sure we have just what you're looking for. Visit Qplus on Snugborough Trading Estate or find us on Facebook to see some fabulous bathroom inspiration. Qplus.co.il.
TT 2026 is almost here.
And Manx Radio Motorsport will be on the air to bring you every moment of the action.
Practice and race commentary, interviews with all the top riders, along with the latest weather and travel updates. We'll also bring you the pre-TT practice and race sessions at the Valence Circuit.
Listen at motorsport.manxradio.com, our smartphone app, DAB and AM 1368.
It all starts tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock with our TT coverage getting underway from 6.
Manx Radio Motorsport, the best biking station in the world. Brought to you by Tesco.
This is the Man in Line on location.
At Ramsey Grammar School, and James is here. James, what do you think of the TT? Are you a TT fan?
I go out to watch the TT often, but where I live, I'm a bit like trapped in, so I can't go out to like meet friends, so that's a bit of a downside.
Sophie, do you like the TT?
I like the atmosphere, how everyone comes around, but I'm not the biggest fan of watching the bikes.
Right, okay. You like just like lots and lots of people.
Yeah.
Kira, do you like the TT?
I'm the same as Sophie. I like the atmosphere of it. I like the people coming over, the music, like Bushies, for example, but I'm not the biggest fan of the races or watching them.
It's like the Isle of Man used to be. It used to be like this all the time with thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah, tourism. And then because Summerland used to be in Douglas, that was quite a popular tourist attraction as well, so that'd bring a lot of people over.
Yeah. Kieran, are you a TT fan?
Yeah. I haven't watched many races, but...
You don't ride a motorbike, do you?
I do.
Do you?
Yes, I'm a CBT.
Oh, my word.
So, doing the legacy lap this year with my dad should be good.
Okay. And when did you start on the motorbike?
I had it by Christmas.
Right.
I think.
And is everything... You've not come off at all, yeah, have you?
Not yet.
No, okay. I'm glad to hear it. Daniel, what do you think of the TT?
I think the TT has its benefits. I'm not necessarily a fan of the races myself, but I can see the economic benefits and all the rest of it. And, you know, it does give the government a little kick to do up some roads or something.
Yeah.
But there's also, I think there's sometimes a bit too much focus on it maybe all through the year. It's like TT's prioritised, even though it's a couple of weeks of the year, there are other issues on the Isle of Man that need to be looked at. And sometimes I wish the government would maybe look at those a little bit more.
Okay, Lucy, are you a TT fan?
I like occasionally watching the bikes.
Are you a biker?
No, I'm not. Okay. But I do occasionally go out and watch.
Right. And what about the social life around the TT when there's thousands of people around?
I think it's nice to see the Isle of Man with a really good atmosphere. It gets lots of people involved and it helps the local businesses thrive.
Right. Alex, are you a biker?
Yeah. Yeah, I absolutely love the TT. I've got a race bike. I'm just trying to get the money together to actually get it on track at the moment.
Right. And what have you got?
It's a Ninja 300.
Okay. And where did that come from? Why did you take that up?
Well, it was in September. I was looking for one for most of summer, probably a bit of a bigger bike. But then my mate, George Cowie, my form, he came up to us. He was like, oh, I'm selling my old bike if you want to buy it. So I ended up buying that around Christmas time-ish. And I've just been getting slowly bits together, like the levers, the helmet, stuff like that. Just the last few bits I need now.
What do you like about having a bike?
Everything, just getting to look at it every now and then, getting to start it up.
You look at it?
Yeah.
Henry, have you got a motorbike, Henry?
No. My mum would kill me. My mum's a doctor, so she'd absolutely kill me.
Are you a TT fan?
Not particularly. I mean, it does cause a lot of road closures and hassle and everything, and because my mum does work in the emergency department, it
She's seen the downside.
Yeah, and she has to work a lot, and she's seen the people with multi-organ failure and everything. So,
yeah.
But
can you see the attraction?
Yeah, I see the economic attraction, but we usually go off island. To be honest, this year I've got exams, but yeah, we usually go off island.
Brisha, are you a TT fan?
I like going to
the
grandstand.
Disturbs the cat, doesn't it?
I mean, she's turning 3 this month, so I haven't had her for very long. So I don't think she's that bothered about the noise. I'm not a fan of how busy Douglas gets during the TT, but I like going to the grandstand to go get like ice cream and that.
Do you go to the fun fair?
Not often.
Do you know how much it is on the fun fair? It's about £8 a ride on the fun fair.
Yeah, no, there's only one ride I actually like there. I'm scared of heights, so I don't go often.
So which one do you go on?
The Twister.
Oh, right.
I like the Twister. It's a bit slower and it's just a nice ride.
But what's your favourite thing about the Isle of Man, Brisha? What do you like about it?
A lot of things.
Is it the nature?
Yes, I love the nature.
Right. Are you a walker at all?
I go on dog walks all the time to the glens, and it's just very, very peaceful.
Which
and
glen
calming.
Do you go to?
All of them.
Colby?
Yeah, I go to all of them.
All of them? Port Sodrick?
Yeah. I'll drive anywhere to go to a glen.
Oh, you drive to the glen and then walk down the glen. Which is your favourite glen?
Good question.
Glen Helen?
No. I like... I like the Elven Glen in Ramsey.
In Ramsey, Glen Elven, yeah.
Yeah, it is quite steep, but the view's worth going up. I like all of them, to be honest. They all have good qualities about them.
So would you be going off the island to university?
Yes.
Where will you go?
I want to go to Sussex.
Brighton?
Yeah.
Yeah. To do what?
International development.
What does that mean?
It's researching different global issues like immigration, poverty, and you have to think of different solutions to the issue, and being able to research high quality research, citing sources and that, writing essays.
Everybody gets very aerated about immigration all over the world nowadays. Have you got any opinions on that?
I think immigration is positive for the island, and I would welcome people to move to the island.
Well, we need more people, apparently, according to the government. They want to get the population up. International development's a wide-ranging subject, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, all sorts of things.
You can do anything. You can specialise in anything, and that's one of the things, I like about it. Right now I'm doing ghost gear. So
you're doing what?
I'm doing ghost gear, so abandoned fishing gear that's left in the ocean that pollutes the environment.
Well, marine plastic pollution is a huge issue, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's very, very big, and people don't really realise it because obviously we live on land. We don't live in the ocean, so we don't see how devastating it is for the environment. But it is really harming the ecosystem. And
what are those two? There are two big vortices, aren't there, in the Pacific Ocean? Two things that go around, huge dumps of plastic, and they grind the plastic into microplastic, and it lands on the beaches of Hawaii every day.
Yeah, because of the currents, everything's connected. So even if the pollution's coming from somewhere like China or somewhere else, Indonesia, it's managing to get all around the globe to different countries, and we're seeing the impact, even if we're not the ones polluting.
Well, the thing is, when you talk about pollution, and again, carbon footprints, things like that, the Isle of Man is a tiny speck in the ocean. So some people wonder why we get involved in that, why it's our problem when everybody else is doing the polluting.
It is our problem because we all are sharing the earth. We might like to think that we are just one country and we have to focus on our issues on the island or anywhere else, but we all should be working together more closely and not having those barriers. You're from one place and we're from here, so we don't really have a reason to interact.
Okay. Have you travelled much around the world?
Yeah, I do travel.
And where do you go?
I go to Spain.
Very nice indeed, yes. Is that for business or for academic reasons or just to soak up the
pleasure,
sunshine?
Pleasure.
Good. Cat, does the cat go?
No, I wish. I'd bring my animals anyway.
What's the cat's name again?
Storm.
Storm. Totally good. I want to go to Sophie I was going to talk to. In terms of sport, and you swim competitively. Do you swim competitively?
I do a little bit, not as much as I used to because I have exams and stuff, so I don't really have time anymore.
Okay. And Kira, do you do sport?
No, I'm not a sporty person. I'm more music and art.
You're not in a band, are you?
I was in a band, but I've recently left it. But I still, I do like a duo act with one of my friends called Lizzie. And we often go down to Black Dogs in Peel to go do gigs. And I've got one coming up during TT as well. So quite happy to do that.
Give it a plug. When is it?
It's at 8 p.m. At Black Dogs in Peel on the 2nd of June.
Okay. And what's your friend's name?
Lizzie.
Lizzie. And what's the duo called?
It's just Kira and Lizzie.
Kira and
it's
Lizzie.
It's just basically like that.
Well, you heard it here first. Alex is on with us now. And university was where, Alex?
Newcastle or Durham.
Okay. And in terms of, we're talking about politics in general now. Much is said about the way that things are polarised, in Britain, certainly, and around the world. Do you think that gets us anywhere?
Not at all, because there's a big problem. You know, people are putting forward genuine good points, and they're cut up and, like you say, polarised into making it just look one way or the other. And it's not that simple at all. I mean, you talk about so many different things, like immigration. There's a lot of people think it's just, like, none at all, or all of them. It's not like that at all. You know, you can have... The country was built on immigrants coming over, so it's perfectly fine for, like, so many people to come over and do work and whatever, and... That's what a lot of people are putting forward the opinion of,
but
nobody's properly listening.
Because it can seem sometimes that if somebody has a contrary opinion, they just get cancelled, and social media can go into that. Mm. Does that get us anywhere?
No, definitely not. I think this whole cancel culture that's emerged from social media is just sending us backwards. I mean, even if some people are saying completely horrible things, I think they should be talked to and debated rather than just pushed to the side, because then there's a whole load of people who are being pushed aside with them still listening to them, and it just grows and grows and grows and spirals.
Hmm. Henry, what's your view on that?
I can't see a move towards right-wing parties as a good thing, to be honest. To some degree, I do agree with Alex, but immigration, I know, for instance, our health service would fail quite quickly.
On the Isle of Man?
On the Isle of Man, and in England as well.
And the care system as well.
Yeah, because there's a good... I know quite a large percentage of nurses, for instance, are Filipino. I know a large percentage of doctors and anaesthetists and surgeons are from places like India and Pakistan and Sri Lanka. That brilliantly has diversity. But if we don't, and places in the Middle East, but if we don't have that, like, the health service would fall apart fairly quickly.
I mean, when people bandy around terms like far left and far right, what does that mean to you?
It's all very grouped, but far right, I generally see as like very anti-taxation, quite extremist, very like a lot of protesting, anti-establishment, and far left being more like higher taxes and higher investment, which to some extent I think is a good thing, because looking at the data, countries that have higher taxes, places like the Nordics, you know, Finland, Sweden, Denmark, they generally are very happy and they have higher taxes. So I don't know if maybe that's something to look at.
Interesting.
Personally.
Yeah, interesting point of view. Who was here? It was Kira again. That was it, Kira. Do you have a car?
I do have a car, yes.
Did you pass your test?
I did, yes.
Was it first time?
No. It was actually after my fourth time.
Your fourth time. Do you know how many lessons you had in the end?
I would say probably roughly about 15 to 20 lessons in total.
Okay, so do you drive to school every day, do you?
Yes, I do.
Have you ever thought of cycling to school?
No. See, I would no, I wouldn't actually like to. No, I know it's more beneficial and, you know, there's less carbon monoxide and stuff like that and greenhouse gases coming from the car then. But I live quite in the middle of nowhere and right. taking a bike, it would take me way too long and I'd have to wake up earlier.
Okay, Sophie, do you cycle as well as swim?
I do not cycle.
Okay. I mean, because the government wants active travel, a combination of cycling, walking and public transport. Would that ever work for you?
I mean, I live quite close to this school, so I could walk or I could cycle, but...
And what do you do?
I drive, which is, it's easier. I don't have to wake up as early. It is worse for the environment, but it is just easier.
There'll be people listening who used to go to Ramsey Grammar School 30, 40, 50 years ago who will say, I walked there. I used to walk to school.
I could walk to school.
Walk to school.
I just choose not to.
James, do you walk to school?
I do, yeah. I used to cycle as well.
Really? Mm-hmm. Do you still cycle now?
No, not anymore. It was back in year 9, in year 10.
Okay. Lucy, do you cycle?
I do not, but my friend is very big into her cycling, so she's trying to get me to cycle more.
Okay. And do you drive?
I'm learning to drive, but I've not passed my test.
Okay. If I could ask, how much are you paying for lessons?
I don't know.
Oh, because somebody else pays for them.
Yeah. My parents are very... My parents are very fortunately paying for my lessons, so I'm not... Though I'm not actually sure how much... Cost.
When's your test?
I don't know. I've only had one lesson, and that was on Saturday.
Okay, Daniel, do you drive?
No, I was learning to drive a while ago, but then I got into that old situation of I can't continue to do the slot I'm in at the time. My instructor couldn't fit me in at another time, and I've struggled to find another instructor or opportunity to learn to drive. But I do every occasion.
What do you expect for the future?
That's a very big question.
It is.
I think generationally we have... I think us as a generation, if you compare us to older generations, you know, like our parents and even our grandparents, we're very different, very, very different. I almost feel like our generation's maybe a little bit lazier compared to, say, my parents, you know, because we have social media right there in front of us. We all love our phones, and we're glued to our phones quite easily. And I think that's a negative thing. And I sort of wish there was less of that in our generation, and there was a lot more of getting out and socializing and just being nice.
What about the pressures of being 16 and 17 years of age? Because there are pressures on your generation that weren't there before. The big one's social media and that negative aspect of social media we were talking about. Just a simple thing like, if there was ever any bullying at school, it would go on in school. But now bullying could go on till the middle of the night.
Yeah,
so there are many pressures. And talking about body shaming and things like that, that pressure was never there before for those generations.
I think that is quite an awful thing as well, because you can't escape from the bullying. You know, when it gets maybe, you know, in my parents' time, it'd get to 3:30 or whatever time their school ended, the bell goes and they go home and they're not there with their friends. You know, it's just a bit of time to yourself. And you know, time to yourself is quite important, but I don't think there's such thing as time to yourself anymore, because there's always social media pinging at you nonstop.
So you can never turn off?
I think it's quite hard to turn off, because there's also this element of FOMO, fear of missing out, because what if I've missed out on something else happening on the group chat, or if my friends want to meet up with me and I've missed those messages.
Seriously?
So that's quite hard to...
Would that bother you?
I think sometimes it would, but I'm also quite an introvert myself, so I get home and I do like to just be by myself and be with my family for a little while, because I think time with the family is very, very important.
What's your feeling about that, Alex?
I think that...
Do you have FOMO?
Not really, no. No. With the social media, I think that with every innovation, it sets back... it brings bullying to the front even more, because it gets harder to get rid of someone. It gets harder to, you know, forget about it, because so much of your life is on your phone. Like, even schoolwork, sometimes you sat on your phone doing schoolwork, you get a notification from someone who's saying something horrible to you. It's like, you can't...
I think some serious stuff needs to be implemented by the government, the UK, the Isle of Man.
Have you ever fallen out with anybody from something you've received over a phone?
Yeah, 100%. So many arguments happen online and in group chats and stuff.
What do you think can be done? Now, everybody here is going to vote, Alex. Everyone tells us they're going to vote. What would you say to people of your generation, 16-year-olds, who think it's not worth it, I'm not going to bother? What would you say to them?
I think that they just need to get out there and vote. And whatever they want to see, there will be someone to vote for. And it doesn't matter if it's some candidate who's never got a chance of winning or someone who's definitely going to win. Get out there and vote, because it does make a difference and you can change.
Henry, what would you say to non-voters of your age?
I think as young people, as a collective, we need to vote really regardless of who it's for, because if we vote, then if more young people vote, then politicians will value young people's votes more in future elections. So
just get into the habit of voting.
Just need to vote. Yeah.
Okay. And what would you say to candidates who come to your door then?
I haven't had any, but
they will now.
Yeah. I would ask them about funding for education. And I'd ask them about future energy.
Okay. And what about funding for education, briefly? What do you think?
Well, I know it's not something that's been looked at so much recently, but it's... I feel that if you fund people, if you educate people better from a younger age, if that's in primary school, if that's in secondary school, if that's sending people to university, generally speaking, they will live healthier lives. Therefore, they require less social care, they require less health care, which from a purely economic point of view, that saves the country money.
Okay.
And also it makes the quality of their lives better.
All right. Appreciate your opinions today. We've been with Kieran the biker, and Kira and Sophie the swimmer, and James and Lucy and Daniel and Alex and Henry and Brescia today. Today, thanks to Matty Cunningham, thanks to Chris Quirk, and thanks to Lauren, and thanks to Beth as well. Today, we've been live at Ramsey Grammar School.